Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and you are listening to Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to be here with you, connecting, remembering, joining our energy in healing for ourselves and for the world, and shifting this experience here on planet Earth from one of fear and separation into peace and connection and love. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And it is on Amazon. You can find it there, where it is an international bestseller. And Love's Curriculum is the book, this radio show, and my passion and a movement to bring love to the world, as I mentioned just before, to help us remember, each of us remember why we're here, to open our hearts to more love and to share more love and to take action in the world from love. And I scribed the book for the High Council, and the High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, and they have gathered to help us on this journey. And by scribe, it was a process of what was like an inner dictation, getting in connection with this group, learning it was my assignment, closing my eyes, asking what they wanted me to write, and then hearing it and typing it as if an inner dictation was happening. And now as well, I can connect to the High Council and bring them through live in groups and here on the radio show, which we will do a bit later. Now, I didn't always know of this assignment or my ability to connect with the High Council and to bring their messages through. And in fact, it's a culmination of a 20-year journey of spiritual and personal growth that started when I was working as a lawyer way back in 1996-ish in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was on my very first day of my first full-time law position that I was walking into the women's washroom, just a normal everyday thing. Although it was interesting that I was walking through a door, and I've talked to others who've had this similar wake-up call that it felt like they were going through a threshold or a door. So metaphorically, I was walking into my new career. I had just finished the orientation, and it hit me. It was a wake-up call from my soul. I felt a feeling in my solar plexus and in my gut that went, whoa. And I stopped, and I heard what was like my inner still voice saying, remember, there was something else you wanted to do. Oh, right. And it was shocking. But also, there was a peace about it for me because it resonated. It was so true. And it felt like a readjustment. Oh, right. And at that time, I didn't realize that I would actually leave law. But I did end up leaving 3 years later. But I did begin to listen to that voice and see what was it I really wanted to create. Where was I called? What was I drawn to? And I began to study all the Hay House books and saw Deepak Chopra speak, and I took classes on intuition and Reiki and communicating with angels, and it felt like home. Maybe some of you can relate when you try something new or try something that feels really like you get it, or there's some kind of natural feeling there, a passion there. And so I began to keep studying and growing. And fast forward, here we are. I moved to Canada. I've been through 2 divorces, on a very much on a healing journey, lots of counseling. I retrained to be a transpersonal counselor, and then woke up to this assignment to come through and bring love to the world through connecting with others and with the High Council, and bringing this energy and knowing that we are guided and connected, that we have loving spiritual beings that we are one with, that there is a higher vibration wanting to be birthed on this planet. And I am so grateful and honored, and I love to help others as well wake up and remember your own purpose and connect with that highest thing you're meant to bring. Now, that doesn't mean your actual job, but your highest thing. Maybe it's truth or love or peace or understanding or belonging or all of the above. And then to specifically see how are you called to manifest it right now? And so that's also part of the work that I do. And today we are going to explore here on the show the critical importance of self-love. And then I'll read from Love's curriculum. And then in the end of the show, I will tune in and bring through the High Council for the group. Now, you may note there's a little change there. Instead of opening the phone lines to individual callers and then tuning in for the group, I'm going to just tune in for the group. It seems that the energy of the show has been moving that way. That's what people are wanting. So that's what we're going to do. And before we jump in any further on this very, very important topic of self-love, I'm going to do a short surrender prayer here, setting the intention for our time together. So I invite Spirit, Creator, the Divine, God, Love, all that is that connects us all, to be present here, to come through my words to you, to connect our hearts and minds and souls, and to bring through this, our sharing here, in the highest way, for the highest good of each one listening and the highest good of all. And so it is. All right. So in Love's curriculum, the High Council is very clear that love of self and other is a critical next step. And they talk a lot about this love of self, being gentle with yourself, being compassionate with yourself, that we are not going to create a world of love if we are still in hate of ourselves, critical to ourselves. And in fact, when we are doing that to us, we are doing that to others, because really there is no separation. So I am inspired to bring this topic because I was just attending a You Can Heal Your Life workshop, which is based on Louise Hay's work of Hay House and was designed by her, and now is run by trained facilitators all over the world. And I was attending a beautiful You Can Heal Your Life workshop offered by Dawn and Lisa Hogue, that's H-O-G-U-E, here in Alberta, specifically in the southern Alberta area. And I know they have upcoming workshops, so I would love to give you their website here. It's lifeworksinternational.ca. And if you are in any other area of the world, you can visit Heal Your Life Workshops. Oops, I got that wrong. Let me just check. It's important to get this right. HealYourLifeWorkshops.com. HealYourLifeWorkshops.com. And again, it is based on Louise Hay's work. She designed it with others. People are still being trained in it. And why am I recommending it? Because it was amazing, an amazing experience. And I can say that, and even though I've been to many, many workshops and I've been at this a long time, I had huge new awareness around self-love and truly how loving ourselves allows us to love others. fully and completely, and ultimately how it leads to healing the world. And that was probably, there were many takeaways for me, but that was one of the biggest, and one I want to share with you here, so that any insights or learning or even the energy of it that's being created in me from being involved with that workshop and the loving others that were there, that I share it and we extend it and it begins to ripple out even more to everyone and into the world. And I know another great teacher, a Hay House teacher on this, is Anita Morjani. If you haven't checked out her work as well. So let's look at three areas around self-love. And the first is this awareness. And yeah, I've heard this before, but I really got in touch with it this last weekend at the Heal Your Life workshop. Is that self-love involves accepting, loving, bringing home any parts of us that we've rejected. Any parts of us that we've rejected. Oh, man. So, at the workshop, we did a process of scanning from birth to different ages and stages to see and to bring love to each of those parts of us as we grew up. And what I became aware of was how much instead, as I grew up and as I was looking back, I actually rejected parts of me, was judging parts of me, was critical of parts of me, that I cut parts of me off, that I was pushing myself to be better, do better, look better. And that was all creates an energy of self-judgment, self-hatred, criticism. And then to go on top of it, many of us heard that from the outside as well. Maybe from your parents, maybe from teachers or peers. You're stupid, or what's wrong with you, or be quiet, don't be so selfish. And so we take those internal judgments of ourselves and external and begin to identify that there's some way we are to be that would be lovable and perfect, and that those other ways we better reject or not love. And I looked at the psychology of this as well in my training in transpersonal counseling psychology, that as children from birth and especially as we develop language, we cannot be anything but self, I don't know if centered is the right word, self-oriented, that we don't have a logical mind. Our brain isn't fully developed, the reasoning part of our brain. We are emotional beings. And when anything happens around us, we only know to make it mean that there's something wrong with us. And so scanning back over your life, going back to when you were born and then being a young child and growing up, anytime anything happened around us and we didn't feel safe or we felt scared or we'd done something wrong or maybe we didn't get approval, we only knew to make it mean there was something wrong with us. And we instinctually then need to correct ourselves there, or how can I be so that I can have the love back? What could I do? Or that part of me must be bad because I don't feel love. We don't have a reasoning brain that can say, oh, well, mom's tired, that's why she said that. Or dad's not looking at me because he's on the phone and busy with something else, but he still loves me. He doesn't look at you at that moment and you feel something's wrong with me. And so how naturally, even in our psychology, we develop this self-judging part rather than a self-loving part of us. And then throw in the human ego that we all have that is only job is to attack, judge, separate, and criticize us and keep us from love. So instead, and what we were allowed to do in this workshop, was to go back and love all those parts, all those ages, stages, love everything, everything that we judged as wrong, not worthy, anything, to have full-on unconditional love for us across time. Maybe some of you are seeing that there could be a lot of power in that. And I'm going to read a short passage from Love's curriculum that addresses this as well, and how it's critical that we love all these parts of us if we're truly going to experience God's full love, to remember the truth of us. So this is from chapter 4, called Wisdom, and it's in the voice of Jesus. Bring love to all the parts you judge as scary, dark, nasty, wrong, ugly, broken, mistaken, critical, unloving, judgmental. Bring them into awareness and acceptance, and then enter into the kingdom with them. Allow love to be there. For remember, you are immersed in the field of love, in the ocean of love. And as you bring these parts you judge as imperfect and unlovable into the center of your awareness, instead of pushing them aside or running from them, then you sit in the ocean of love and bathe these, in quotes, flaws in love. You bring them to the light. As I said in A Course in Miracles, let the light heal all mistaken thoughts about yourself, for they are merely illusions that will dissolve as you keep them in love's awareness, as you bring them consciously to love. For only love is real, and the flaws will dissolve as the illusion that they are. So loving all aspects of ourselves, can we just bring love there to all parts of ourselves? So I'll leave you with that to settle in as we move to number 2 area I wanted to explore about self-love. And this is, what role does it play in our ability to love others? And why is self-love so important? Can't we just love others? And isn't that being a good person, putting others first, loving others, sacrificing ourselves? Well, one short answer, it won't allow full love, true love, to be present, because true full love is a giving and receiving, a simultaneous oneness. There is no self or other. So for that truth of real love, of love, to be present, it naturally needs to include everyone involved, the giver, the receiver. It's like a circle. And if we are in self-attack, self-judgment, disowning parts of ourselves, not being able to love ourselves and feel worthy, then really, when we are trying to unconditionally love others or accept them or support them or boost them up, it's really like being in a role of loving others. It's not allowing that true love to move naturally through you to the other. So we are in a, almost one could say, a mask of loving. Now, I'm not saying don't go out and do your best. We want to keep loving as best we can with what level of self-love we have now. And yet to keep remembering that as I love another, let me love myself. Or maybe before I love that other, let me love myself. Or let me include myself too in the love that I'm extending to the other. And I came across someone had Sharon Salzberg, I believe, who I know works with Ram Dass, one of my favorites, had asked the Dalai Lama about this teaching in our culture in the West, that self-love is important, that we need to focus on loving ourselves before we can truly love others. And the Dalai Lama apparently was, well, first I'll say, because I'm sure you've heard that before. I'm sure you've heard, hey, self-love is important. We got to focus on loving ourselves. This may not be new information, or maybe it is. But the Dalai Lama had a nice take on it. And he almost apparently looked a bit perplexed because from his spiritual upbringing, from his culture and the monks that he is with, they couldn't even quite understand the question because they didn't understand what guilt or self-hatred was. And when he asked the crowd of Westerners who experienced self-hatred and judgment, everyone raised their hand. He was very clear, yes, self-love is critical then, because only when we have self-love may we focus then on that compassion for others. And so for him, having already had self-love, it was all about focusing or sending it to the other, but realizing that we need to include self-love because we'd lost that part of the equation. It's like the equation needs to be balanced. But even more, it's not even about balance. There is no, again, ultimately we're one. There is no me or them. It's all one union. And so when we're in attack of ourselves, we're out of that union. We're out of that balance. And I've been trying this out. And this week, since the workshop, that anytime I notice stress in my communications with others, within myself as I'm sharing with others, in my relationships, just feeling frustrated or anxiety in the day, when I stop, put my hand on my heart and say, I love you. You can even practice it right now. I love you. And at the workshop, we were taught, I love you. I really love you. Or look at myself in the mirror, say, I love you. I love all of you. I love you even if you're feeling nervous right here. I love you even if you're scared right here. What comes to mind is, as well, I know the work with EFT and tapping. The part of the tapping is to tap and accept and love. I love and accept myself even though I'm feeling scared. I love and accept myself even though I'm feeling sad. So accepting and loving all those parts of ourselves. And as soon as I shift, and I could even do it quietly, the other person I'm talking to may not even notice, but as soon as I remember to, oh, bring love to me, then I feel love just pouring out. My whole look on the situation feels love-filled. I naturally just spill love out to the other, acceptance to the other. So that was such a reminder to me how in every moment, and this is number three I wanted to talk about, the immediacy, that loving yourself doesn't mean you need to go for 3 years and learn to love yourself before you can come back and love others or help in the world. That it can be immediate, almost simultaneous. That I could be feeling angst in a conversation, frustration, and then love myself in that moment. Naturally, I'm now feeling loved and I'm loving the other person and our whole energy has shifted right then and there. It's very powerful. So let's look at that, about the idea that what does it mean to love myself first? Does that again mean I got to get perfect at it first? Does it mean I need to go away for 2 years and get good at it first? And for me, the answer is I'm seeing more and more, no, no. So here's a quote that I heard this weekend from Louise Hay. There is so much love in your heart that you could heal the entire planet. But for now, let us use this to heal ourselves first. And again, I thought, well, does that mean I stop trying to love the planet or love everyone else, or that I need to go away to love myself or get good at it first? And again, for me, the answer has become, no, no, that's not what it means. It can mean that in every moment, if I remember to love myself first or to turn within and accept and love myself, then harmony begins to be felt with the others, then I'm just spilling out love to the others. But if I'm in self-hatred within, I can kind of act loving, or I'm trying. But the way to get to that loving of others is to first in that moment give some love to yourself. And because if you're like me, I think that's what I was trying to do, is I'm in this situation, I want to have love and acceptance for this person, so I'm kind of focusing on how do I love them, and I'm looking at outward, what do I do, when it happens first inside. So that love ourself, turn that love in first, and then it shifts so that I am now loving the other in the way that I'm wanting to. So it doesn't mean it needs to be that you go off for 2 weeks and then come back. Maybe you do need to do that for some self-love too, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to not think just to see that it's in every moment we can apply this idea of loving self first. Every moment. If the exchange is feeling struggled, first go in, love yourself, and then it just changes everything. And you can truly love the other, because we truly love the other to the extent we're loving ourselves. Pretty cool stuff. No one has to lose out. There's enough love for everyone. So I'm going to share, before we take a quick break, I'm going to share a couple tools that you can try out here for this self-love. And one is mirror work, any kind of mirror work. I know Louise Hay has a book with Robert Holden on this. Great stuff. And that's to look at yourself in the mirror. It may be difficult, and to just start saying loving things to yourself, to look at yourself in the mirror and say out loud that I love you. To look in the mirror, no matter what you look like, and say I love you. And just the mirror work alone may bring up areas where you realize that you are automatically, because I think that's how we are socialized from day one, and that ego, automatically we go to self-judgment, criticism, attack, rejection. So any kind of mirror work. I got the insight at the workshop that Louise Hay had a mirror right on her desk. So I now have one there that I can turn to and say, hey, great job. You're doing great. I love you. Whenever I need to during the day. So you can try that out too. And it may feel funny at first, but I think you give it a try. Just try it out. You'll notice a shift, a feeling very different inside. And then another that I heard about, I don't know where, somewhere in social media, this idea of a 20-second hug. That when we hug for 20 seconds, the endorphins go and we really get the benefit of hug. And so at the workshop, we were trying this out on the breaks with friends I had there, and I could feel it. And what I also realized is it's a perfect example when we are hugging and we are holding it for 20 seconds of love is given and received instantly. That it again proves how love is really encompasses both the giver and the receiver, that it's circular, that it's a hug that envelops both. And I had the feeling if we all were hugged for 20 seconds every day, the world would be a more peaceful and loving place. And I've started grabbing my family members now, and we're trying this out. And then the other is, if you're interested, I highly recommend a Heal Your Life workshop for this, not only the area of self-love, but affirmation and healing your past. Healing any self-worth or issues around self-worth as well. Learning the power of your ability to create and to heal. And again, it's all based on Louise Hay's work. And the website is healyourlifeworkshops.com. And here in Southern Alberta, Dawn and Lisa Hogue are doing this work. And their website is lifeworksinternational.ca. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to read a bit from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 11, which is titled Love of Self and Other, a call to love and a critical next step. Hey there, Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring the criticalness, the essentialness of self-love. And I'm now going to read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 11. Love of Self and Other, A Call to Love and a Critical Next Step. And this is in the voice of Archangel Raphael on behalf of all the archangels and angels. So I invite you to sit back if you wish to close your eyes and let the words just enter, let them move through and work on you. They need not be understood intellectually. Just allow them to land within your heart. You may want to place your hand on your heart, whatever's comfortable. And now I won't be reading the whole chapter, but quite a bit of it. So chapter 11, Love of Self and Other, A Call to Love and a Critical Next Step from Love's Curriculum. Archangel Raphael, on behalf of all the archangels and angels. We are here today to teach you more about self-love and care. It is so vitally important that all learn to love themselves as part of the pathway, the light way, into heaven, the state of oneness and returning home. As long as one harbors self-hatred, lust, contempt for the body and for your being, one cannot reach, reveal, remember the state of pure love and joy that returns you home. Make sense? Self-love and nurturing is a key step along the path of ascension as you love another as yourself and in the way that we angels love you. Adopt pure angel love that you give yourself and other. And you begin to experience heaven on earth. In your world of form, love of self and love of other are linked in perfect unity and harmony beyond form. Yet it is common at this time in your third dimension to hold the viewpoint that love of self takes from love of other and vice versa. It is a common belief for you in form that the two do not go together. But be glad that in truth you cannot truly love in the name of Christ love without both being present, for each one fuels the other. Self-love and love of other are linked in perfect unity and in a never-ending cycle and circle, one feeding the other, one lending to the other. Only really, there are no divisions of time or space, so they occur simultaneously at the same time that they lend energy to each other. As you put focus on self-love, you automatically love others purely and angelically as well. Self-love and love of other are one and the same. And yet in your society, so much focus has been put on other at expense of self that it is not God's love then, but of the ego. Thinking one must sacrifice at the expense of the other in the name of love sustains the ego belief that the other is separate from the greater self and from you. Ultimately, that you both are separate from the universal greater self and thus separate from each other as well. See how the ego thus fulfills its dream of separation and pain and loss and grief and greed, even in the name of love and with words of love and sacrifices and seeming glory. But that is not love of which the ego speaks, for real love is gentle, kind, accepting, joining of self and other. Real love is always expanding and creating more for each person, the giver and the receiver. In fact, it grows so as both are experiencing the love of God. Some of you may have experienced this love and the true nature of giving and receiving in spiritual practice and healing work, individually and in groups. More and more, as this love enters the world, will the world transform with actions coming from this place of God's love. Through the angelic university, love of self and love of other will be taught and learned and experienced in connection with us. We will help you all experience and understand it. The lessons will be of love, soft, pure God's love, not the love of the ego thought system. The ego will be quietly, gently brushed aside, or more like melted by love, dissolved, dissipated by the angelic, pure God love. People will learn at the university and then carry it out into their lives, more and more and more people. It will be a wildfire of love spreading out quickly and efficiently, like a white hot pure flame. Love of self and other is the belief of many spiritual paths, and now for many, it comes in the form of connecting with us angels to learn it and live it and experience God's love and teach it in the world. It is a specific path for many, and there are other paths as well, all speaking of the love of God and oneness. Ignite the fire, light it up, go in peace, and serve God on high. It is done. And so we'll end the passages there. Take a deep breath. All right, we're going to take a very short break here. And when we come back, I'm going to tune in and we'll let the High Council come through to the group here with messages or guided experience to end the show. So we'll take a short break and then we'll be right back. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum Radio Show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell. This is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today, we are exploring the importance of self-love. And right now, it's the point of the show where I'm going to tune in and bring through the High Council. So I invite you to take a deep breath. You may wish to close your eyes as you would in meditation. Get comfortable. And I will call them in now, and then we'll bring them through. So I ask that the High Council draw near. I ask that my guides and angels help me be a clear conduit for your messages. And we ask that it be in the highest good of each one listening, the highest good of all, in the name of love and self-love. And so it is. Welcome, dear ones. We are glad to be here with you. We invite you to take a big, deep breath, filling your heart, filling your entire body. Nice, good. So as we begin, feeling your feet on the floor, allowing connection to the earth, so seeing and feeling earth energy come up through the soles of your feet, into your legs, into your belly, up into your heart. Beginning to breathe now, focused in and out of your heart center. That beautiful heart light, placing your hand on your heart center. You may see a glowing ball of energy. With each breath, allowing that energy to spread out into your body, out into your whole energy system and field. Begin to breathe and expand this energy into your body as you focus your breath from your heart in and out. And now opening the top of your head, this crown chakra, the energy center at the top of your head. Intend and ask that it be opened and filled with the most pure angelic love and light. And having that light of the divine, of heaven, come down to the top of your head like a light pillar of white light, of golden light, allowing it to peacefully move in, down through your face and throat and into your heart center. Letting this angelic love now begin to mix with the earth energy. Letting it, with each breath, fill your body, fill your mind, fill your energy field. feeling this beautiful loving energy coursing through your body. And now see if you, as you feel this love, it may feel like it's a big ball of love that's within you and out like a bubble around you. So you've now received the nurturance of Mother Earth and our love, our angelic love for you, coming down through the top of your head, filling you, joining. Now begin for yourself to direct that love in towards your heart, so that as your body fills with the love of the earth coming up in the support of the earth and the angelic and divine love coming in and fills your body, now take in with your mind or your hands, begin to allow that you direct that, that you take action to direct that love. So you, it's your action now, bringing that love into your heart center. Notice as you direct energy into your heart center that it still is flowing up from the earth, down from the heaven, still fills your body, that it's a constant flow, so that as you direct that love into your heart, that you direct, that you allow that love to be centered and focused in your heart and on you, that it's still all of you, that that bubble, that ball of light and love is still full, that as you direct the love, it's never ending. It doesn't take from the love or the bubble of love. It's not lessened. Nothing is lessened. Nothing is given up. And so now breathing with your hands and your heart, continue to ask that love be directed into your heart from this ball of light that you've created, that you've received. So that you've received our love, and now you are choosing to direct it towards your heart. Notice the power in that as you take action to direct it towards your heart, that it adds strength to the love, to your receiving of it, and that it doesn't take from anything. And now being still aware that we are fueling you still with love and light as well, and that you are gathering that love into your heart. Just keep breathing in and out of your heart center. And now feeling Jesus meet you there, placing his hand on your heart as well. The heart of Jesus joining you there. Pure love and Christ consciousness and compassion. That Jesus is loving you and supporting you in loving yourself. His hand is on your hand. And allow this love intend that it heal any places of self-attack or hatred or rejection or unforgiveness to yourself. You may bring certain ages or times or events to mind, or certain aspects to mind here now, or just ask that it all be brought to love, that any parts that you are in judgment of or rejection of be brought to love. That this love that you've received from the earth and from us, and that you've directed with your own intention into your heart and with Jesus' intention, that that be directed to all of those parts, that they be embraced in love here and now. And as you receive this love directed through your hands and Jesus' hand into your heart, see it coming out the back of your heart, like a stream of love and light that has healed every nook and cranny in your body, any nook and cranny of rejection for you. And now see that as you have directed this love from that ball of love around you, as you've directed it into your heart, and now it's healing and cleansing and going out the back, that it's now going out to others, but that it's continuing to flow from us into you, from your hand into your heart, out to the others now, that it's almost like it's driving down roads and highways out to others, beaming out to others. Ask who wishes to receive it. Trust your guidance. Trust your guides. Where does it need to go? Keep receiving it for yourself first. Now you're focusing on giving it out, which is fine. And as each person or place or being requests the love, you may place your hand on their heart, but place their hand on their heart as well. So that as you, just like Jesus has placed his hand on yours, you place your hand on their hand, so that they first put their own hand on their heart, and then you place yours, and you give them the gift of self-love. And the gift of your love, the gift of love, whole and complete. And all the while you are out there gifting that love to others, you may see yourself as if you're traveling doing this. Also focus that you are still receiving love, that the love that you are pouring out now from your hands to others is still, the source of it is still this love, this divine love. The nurturance of the earth that is being directed by you and Jesus into your own heart first. So that as you go to each one to share love, you are in a never-ending supply still of love that is from God, and that you allow to be directed, that you choose to direct to yourself and to others. And taking a deep breath, opening your heart as you breathe. And now we'll do a few ohms, just to, in the sound of om, feel that wholeness of love and the vibration. So it's a love that is just vibrating out, encompassing all. Remembering that within om is the sense of home. Home in true love that is one, that is a circle, a never-ending, complete circle. So we will do two ohms here now. You may join in or just listen. Feeling that wholeness of love, embracing all. And now wiggling your toes a little, bringing attention to the soles of your feet. As you gently begin to bring yourself fully back into the room, although you've never gone anywhere. And bring your awareness back into slowly opening your eyes. We thank you for this experience, for joining with us in love. We ask that each one of you carry this gift of self-love into the world in your loving of others and in sharing God's love. And so it is. All right. Just letting that direct connection go. All right. Wow. Beautiful I hope you are feeling love-filled and lighter and connected. And remember that we are all connected on this journey together. And so if other ways to stay connected, you may join the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group. If you're not in there yet, is a great way. You can check out the monthly circle. And join us again here on the radio show. Know that you are loved and connected. And so until next time, love to each one of you. And take care. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg-Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.